What's up, everybody? It's your main man, Kel Breezy. And once again, we're back in Kel's world. And on this episode, I promise I'm going to cry, but I'm going to talk about some very heroic moments which led to death from characters in the Dragon Ball franchise. That's right. I'm going to be talking about heroic deaths. Well, some of them, the heroic deaths, just the ones that really just touched me right in the heart. The heroic death that happened in Dragon Ball franchise. There's a lot of people who died in Dragon Ball franchise, but there were some who died being heroes, being heroic, you know what I mean? So let's get into them. And if I don't mention something that y'all want to talk about, please put it down in the comments, you know. But anyway, let's get straight to it. First, I'm going to talk about Chaozu, Dragon Ball Z. When Chaozu tried to kill Nappa. Nappa was running roughshod on the Z fighters after they, you know, the Cybermen couldn't get the job done after Krillin pretty much took them out. And so Nappa was whooping ass left and right. So Chaozu decided, hey, go ahead and sacrifice myself by, you know, trying to kill Nappa. He latched onto Nappa's back and Nappa was still kicking his little butt all around, smashing through boulders, through rocks, left and right. But because Chaozu plan was, you know, to pretty much self-destruct, so to say, self-detonate, blow himself up. You know, he could do that. That was pretty cool to see him do that and try, but he died, and it was a epic fail. Nappa was still there, you know. But, I mean, I give a prop for trying. Had to do what he had to do to try to save the planet and stop the Saiyans, but man, that was really, really bold of him. I mean, how he was telepathically talking to Tien as he was getting to do it and stuff. And what's crazy is, because that was he already died once in Dragon Ball. So that would make that moment even more heroic, because the Earth Dragon Balls, you can't wish somebody back more than once. Yeah. So once you die, that's it. You can't be wished back with the Earth Dragon Balls. Chaozu, that was it. This will make someone heroic. He was willing to fully sacrifice his life so he can never come back. And it sucks so much more because it didn't work. Damn. Try again. Please don't try it again, Chaozu. Yeah. Moving on. We're going to talk about one that happened in one of the movies, Dragon Ball Z movies, happening on History of Trunks, where future Gohan, his last stand against the Android 17-18. Reason is heroic because it was supposed to be a tag team match. Him and Future Trunks taking on the Androids, but he pretty much chopped Trunks in the back of the neck. Judo chop. And he pretty much went in handicap. I'm not just saying it was 2-on-1 because he only had one arm, so that would have made a really, really handicap match. Because early on in the movie, he lost an arm fighting the androids. But he knew that Trunks was the true last chance to save him. And he was like, it'd be no point of both of us dying. Both of us died, that's it for the Earth. So he's like, I need Trunks to, you know, stay alive and continue to fight and save the world. I bet they didn't see what happened in Dragon Ball Super happening. But anyway, Gohan, he fought as hard as he could against them. Even one arm, he gave it his all. But it wasn't enough. He pretty much sacrificed his life. So Trunks continued to fight and find a way to defeat the androids. And it was a good move because it happened. Bulma made a time machine so Trunks could go back in time and save that time. It's future from ending like his. And while he was there, he was training and stuff, got strong, was able to beat the androids when he went back home. So it was very a sacrifice that was very heroic, and it worked out. I mean, good it worked out. Like it did. Trunks able to survive and got strong, and he able to beat them freaking androids arches. And he sailed his timeline. Yeah, he beat Cell. Yeah, he got that strong to beat the imperfect, the first form of Cell. So, yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Anyway, moving on. I'm going to go take it back again. The very first saga in Dragon Ball Z, Raditz came and just dropped a whole planet size of pipe bombs on Goku, just rocked his whole world. First he found out that he had an older brother and found out that Goku realized found that he wasn't from Earth. He's an alien. He's a Saiyan. That they were bad people, and he found out that he was here to destroy the Earth and conquer it and get it sold off. But none of that happened because Goku, the baby, fell and bumped his head and lost all memory of those, which is a good thing. So imagine if he didn't. Bad day. And they put it was still bad because he still killed his grandpa by accident because he saw the moon transform. But anyway, back to Raditz. Raditz was going to kid. He kidnapped Goku's son Gohan at the time because Gohan had a tail like his daddy. And that lured Goku into fighting Piccolo, fighting Raditz to team with Piccolo. Because early on, Raditz, he railed up on Piccolo thinking that was his, thinking it was Goku because of power level. But yeah, Raditz, Piccolo, like, look, anybody gonna rule this earth, take over to me. So it forced Goku and Piccolo to team up. It was a good fight. They did the best they could, but it just wasn't enough. It's a weakling as Vegeta and Nappa said Raditz was. Not for Goku and Piccolo. Even if they took out their weighted clothes, they still got their asses. But a few distractions here and there. Gohan tapping to his powers to kind of hurt Raditz a little bit. And Goku being Goku, he had Raditz on the ropes holding my tail. Because Raditz pretty much was a weakling because you hold his tail, it still hurt him. It didn't work for Nappa, nor for Vegeta. They overcame their weakness. So that's the difference between Raditz and Nappa and Vegeta. So, but yeah, Goku was able to put Raditz in the full Nelson or Bob Lashkoff, the Hurt Lock. Oh yeah, the Hurt Lock. Watch wrestling, you'll know. My Piccolo, he powered up with a special beam cannon that he came up with that he was gonna use on Goku, but and he still did. Because Goku sacrificed his life so Piccolo could use that beam cannon, special beam cannon, to pierce through Raditz. But Goku holding on to Raditz pierced through him too. Goku had to sacrifice his life and kill his own brother. So Earth could be safe. And it just set up for more Saiyans to come that's stronger than Raditz. But hey, Raditz still died. And never to be heard of or seen again. Oh well. Moving on. Speaking of Gohan, when Android 16 tried to pull a Chaozu and self-destruct, which is like Chaozu, epic fail. Because when Bulma and Mr. Capsule Corp mechanics and engineers fixed him, they forgot to mention him that they took out his self-detonating device. So he's going to plan on blowing him and Cell freaking out, but they wait till he got on the battlefield. He's going to try and tell him, hey, man, we've got data that you can no longer self-detonate. You can't blow yourself up. And Cell's like, oh, okay, well, and he blew that man's body up. The only thing left his head, and Android 16 gave his heartfelt, warm-felt speech to Gohan about, you know, life and cherish it. Don't be afraid, Gohan. Embrace it. Life is too valuable and too precious. And then Cell stepped on his head. Which triggered Gohan to snap and go Super Saiyan 2 and whoop some Cell ass. We'll get into that more because it's a speed bump in him beating Cell. He got cocky. He really tempted that same blood and got cocky in the fight. Yeah, anyway. Speaking of Gohan, we're still on Gohan. Gohan, back when I was talking about Vegeta and Raditz came to Earth and fight. Apparently, no Chaozu didn't get the job done. So Vegeta just came to realize, hey, we can kill all of them, even the Namek, because he's a Namek. He came from somewhere. So there's a planet full of them with Dragon Balls. So we don't need him after all. So we can kill him. And we just kill them and destroy them. Destroy this plane, then move on, go to Planet Namek. So, sorry, Piccolo, you are now on the chopping block and get killed now. So what? He does die, but it wasn't him that was supposed to get killed, actually. actually is putting Gohan for the get killed. Because Gohan still is a little nervous and scared about fighting. He even ain't found much backbone like he did, you know, fighting on Namek with Frieza and fighting Cell and stuff. Yeah. Gohan had an up and down track record with fighting. But anyway, Nappa was from the end Gohan with his huge blade that was for sure to kill him. But last second, Pill jumped right in front of him. Arms spread out like an eagle. Arms wide open. I think that's Creed. But anyway, and Piccolo took the full force of that blast, and it took a lot out of him. We thought it was going to, like blow him to pieces, just, like, totally disintegrate him, but it did. It just really injured him really, really bad. And he gave us a last-minute goodbye to Gohan. Piccolo's tearing up, and he's like, Gohan, you're my first and only friend. And, you know, I was so evil and dark, and you just softened my heart. Gohan cried too. That's what he does at that time. But Goku showed up. He was late though. This is my thing though. Thinking of that, kind of jump the subject. Later on, after Goku showed King Kai that he knows instant transmission, King Kai mentioned that he can do instant transmission. Bruh, why didn't he use instant transmission with Goku to get him to the back to the beginning of the Snake Way? That King Yamba's front desk, so Kami can get him there. So Kami can easily just get him at third level, save time. And Goku could have got there a little sooner. Bro, you can use King Kaki in the transmission. Why didn't you? I don't know. Maybe he knew Goku traveling back on Snake Way would, I don't know, help. It's near stretching and training. I don't know, but still. He could have easily just answered transmission Goku back through the front of Snake Way King on the disc and got the Earth lost soon on. So many people want to die. I mean, Yamcha still would have died, but Tien and Chiaosu probably, Piccolo, they probably still would have been alive. But I mean, Chiaosu and Tien probably still would have died. Because by this time, they were pretty expendable characters. So Piccolo, yeah, that sucked big time. But then he helped out eventually, him dying. He got stronger, so when it was time to fight Frieza. I'm getting off subject. His death was very heroic, and he needed it, and he made him a lot lighter, and he had a friend now, like Gohan. Fucking Gohan. Still on this little brat. Again, remember what I talked about with the whole Cell, before he beat Cell's a speed bump? Well, just a speed bump. His daddy died, cleaning up his mess. So Gohan tapping Super Saiyan 2 is beating the brakes off of Cell. Like, he hit Cell so hard in the stomach that it made Cell spit up Android 18 and knocked him down a transformation to, like, his semi-perfect form. Like, he only had Android 17, so that's how hard he hit them. He made him throw up a whole Android. So Cell's like, I can't beat him, so I'm just going to blow up the whole Earth. And Cell knew that I can breathe in space, and long as I got one Cell, dude, I can regenerate and I'll win. None of them can breathe in space, so hey. Right when he's about to do it, Gohan crying and stuff. Dad, I can't step. You stupid kid. So Goku had to step up, be the hero, use his transmission to take Cell to fall places, King Kai's planet. He could take him anywhere. He could turn into like a far plane, but it was Goku being Goku. That's the first place I thought of. And he died. He blew up. Cell blew up, killing Goku, King Kai, Bubbles, and Gregory. Not Cell, because Cell was still able to regenerate. Like he knew he was. Came back, started kicking ass, and killed Trunks. So another heroic death that was kind of went in vain. Things like Gohan, you dork. Damn. But at the end of the day, Gohan still managed to get the strength to beat Cell. With the assist from the expendable heroes and Vegeta. Vegeta caught him with that blast that really threw Cell off track. Vegeta went ham though at the got Cell came back and killed Trunks. I guess he killed Trunks because Trunks was going around passing around essential beings, giving by the strength after Gohan defeated the LaCell Juniors. But still, Vegeta went ham, like he went all out. He didn't do nothing but get him bitch slapped by Cell, but he still had no power to hit Cell with. Distracting by him, by Cell and Gohan having a Kamehameha wave battle, who's gonna win? And Gohan had one arm, but he still hit his dad saying, "Go, Gohan, you can do it, son. I named it to my granddad that I killed." But yeah. So, Gohan won, saved the day, and then Gohan went on to become a big smarty pants nerd dude who stopped trying. Vegeta didn't stop trying, either Goku. Which led up to the next big heroic death that went in vain. I should call this the death that went in vain. Well, it didn't go in vain because Raditz did die. But him dying, you know, his guys also communicated. So Vegeta never heard everything was going on. So either way, the Earth was in trouble. Raditz lives or died. The Earth's going to be in trouble. So. So I guess it was in vain. But anyway. Like I was saying, Vegeta and Goku kept training even after Cell was dead and gone. Goku, in the other world, he training. His training went a lot better than Vegeta's. But Goku hid it from Vegeta. Okay, so what I'm saying is Vegeta and Goku ended up getting the fight. Goku came back. He was created one day on Earth to participate in the World Martial Arts Tournament. It got interrupted because Bobbity. I got to say that to remember because Bibbity, Bobbity, boom. So Bibbity. Yeah, Bobby. So Bobby, he was on Earth trying to revive Majin Buu, but he was needing energy from people. So during the fight, two big goons like attacked Gohan, sucking some of his energy. So then he got revived, and Goku, Vegeta, and Supreme Kai, and Gohan, they went inside of Bobby's spaceship, got to fight on these different levels, but giving energy also to Majin Buu. So Vegeta saw how strong Goku was, and he still wanted to fight Goku. Because he wanted to fight in martial arts tournaments, and they were going to fight in the tournament. But he said, you know what? If I let Bobby be my ruler, my quote-unquote master, and I give in to Bobby, I get a power boost that I can really fight Goku, and I can have a chance to actually win it. That's what he thought. And it gave him a boost, and the fight was great. It was epic. But Vegeta was still too strong to be controlled by Bobby. Like, Bobby tried to tell him to do something like, no, I do what I want to do. The purpose of this is to fight Kakarot. He's the only one who called Goku Kakarot, and Goku answered. Anybody else do it? Like, my name is Goku. Raditz be like, my name is Goku. Broly do it. My name is Goku. But anybody call Goku Kakarot, he like, no, I'm Goku. But Vegeta. Anybody ever notice that? Yeah, that's true. But anyway, the fight was epic. Like, Vegeta had Goku on ropes. He was kicking ass left and right. But Boo got hatched and broke whooped ass on Gohan and Supreme Kai and Kabuto. I think that's the dude's name, Kabuto. Yeah, that was Supreme Kai's sidekick, Kabuto. Yeah, Goku. So Goku and Vegeta said, "Are we gonna stop this fight, stop Majin Buu?" But Vegeta, wanna be, got to be the hero. He knocked Goku out. So y'all, Vegeta fans, he didn't win the fight. The fight stopped and anybody who not paying attention, they guard it down and get knocked out. So don't be trying to set up my boy Goku. I'm just saying. Anybody can do him to them. They ain't paying attention. I'm just saying. So Vegeta ate the sentient being. He tried to fight Boo by himself. The Boo mopped the floor with his ass. Like he was kicking Vegeta's ass. Like he had his body. He used like a piece of his body and wrapped it around Vegeta. And he was kicking Vegeta's ass. But thank God for Trunks and Goten showing up. And Piccolo. But mostly Trunks, he kicked Boo off of him. And he got Vegeta free. And then Vegeta knew what he had to do. And he knocked out Goten and Trunks. Like, he gave Trunks a hug for the first time since Trunks a baby. And told him he loved him. And he chopped him in the neck. And Goten crying, "Why'd you do that? That's your son. That's your son." And he punched Goten in the stomach. Like, he could get him a little chop too. But considering whose son it was, like, I'm going to punch him in the stomach, little punk. And it knocked both of them out. And Piccolo took both of them to safety. And Vegeta gave a little monologue about his love for Trunks and Bulma. He loved them and he missed them. And he's doing this for them. Even you, circus clown, Kakarot. He blew himself up thinking he's gonna kill Majin Buu. He didn't though, but it was still a very heroic sacrifice to do to try to save the Earth from Vegeta, who pretty much killed like had people that was in attendance at the martial arts tournament. There was like thousands of people there, so he killed at least a good 600 people. So he knew he was still going to hell though. But at least he made a sacrifice. He made amends with people, some people, by sacrificing his life. So that was cool. But if Goku didn't have to worry about time restraint to give him too much energy to make him revive Majin Buu, he could have went to Super Saiyan 3 and beat Vegeta. He admitted that when later on during the series or the Majin Buu saga. Yeah. That he could have went Super Saiyan 3. He missed Vegeta head up thinking that they was equal. We're close to being equal, but no, we're not. I can still go Super Saiyan 3. I got a form higher than you, and you dumb, so sorry. But anyway, those are some heroic deaths in the Dragon Ball franchise. Wow. Some of them went in vain, but they were still heroic of them to put their life on the line and try to save the Earth, keep the Earth safe. Like I said, if there are any more heroic deaths that you guys can think of, feel free to put down in the comments. Or if you don't think these were heroic deaths, you're wrong. They were. They're very heroic. But anyway, this is my man, Kel Breezy. Don't forget to hit the link down below for the Kel's World merchandise. My boy Benny, his music as well. It's Kel's World and Wrestling 901 merchandise. I'm constantly trying to create more stuff, more merchandise and things like that. Hopefully people will start buying stuff, you know, map the feed over here. Anyway, you're in Kel's World. Remember, Kel's World is a happy place. It's a fun place. It's a loving place. One love, and I'm out.